Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, Zach Eulen talks with drum majors Sierra Matthews, Stephanie Schrock, and Alexis Clark of the Mid-Prairie High School Marching Band about the upcoming season.
Have either or any of you been drum majors previous?
Both Sierra and I have been drum majors.
We were drum majors last year.
Okay, what was that experience like?
Oh, geez, it was awesome.
It was amazing.
It's definitely something that I guess I recommend to whoever is interested because, like, you know, you get to act as a communicator between your peers and your band director, and it's a great privilege. I mean, not everybody gets selected to be drum major, so I mean,
yeah. It was a great opportunity for, like, self-growth, too. Like, being able to understand, like, how much is too much and, like, where the line is between I'm being reasonable and I'm helping people and, like, you know, understanding, like, how to interact as a leader in more of a real-world setting outside of, like, average everyday school, so.
Since it's new for you this year, you can be in bands, but then you can take the extra step to become a drum major. What appealed to you to want to take that extra step?
Music has always played a huge part in my life, and I know I want to do music later in life, and I want to direct a band when I get older. So this has been like the little middle step in becoming a director for me. I get to see what it's like to direct the band and see what I need to work on to become a good director.
Now, I walked in and you guys were practicing, so let's go to the summer to now. What have you guys been working on to get ready for the fall?
Well, all this week it's been marching technique and how to read drill, and of course in the afternoons we've been playing the music. But throughout the summer there's been a couple of parades and everything, and there have been opportunities to, I guess, meet all the freshmen that are coming up and visit with the seniors that graduated. Or
for this band camp, we've actually gotten like a lot more accomplished than we have in previous years. Like, we already have the entire first song's drill put on the field, which is crazy.
A huge step.
Yeah. Huge step.
Last year we didn't introduce drill until the day school started.
Yeah. So a lot of progress. The freshmen this year really
they're
doing
like
their best.
Sponges. They soak it all up and it just stays, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. They're doing a great job.
Now, I walked in and you guys were playing some Queen. Can you tell us about this year's show?
Okay, so it's called Queen Extravaganza. Our first song, directed by Sierra, is Don't Stop Me Now. The middle is two songs put together. It's Bohemian Rhapsody and We Are the Champions, which I will conduct. And then Alexis does Bicycle Race, the one that you were hearing.
You have a favorite song, a favorite part of the performance so far? I know you haven't put it all out on the field yet, but
Don't Stop Me Now. It's a pretty good one. Yeah, I love it because it definitely features the upper woodwinds when marching band is usually about the low brass and the trumpets and everything. So, I mean, that chance to really bring out the soft, light, sensitive part of the band is honestly what makes that the awesomest song for me.
I like the one that you heard, Bicycle Race, because there's a percussion feature that wasn't like in the music originally, so we're adding it, and it's really cool to see how it works together and us like going out of our way to make it a really good show, so I'm excited about that.
I like all of them, but like personally for me, like Don't Stop Me Now, because like being like standing in front of the band and like hearing them play like the song that I really like, and I know all the words too, like that's what gets to me.
And when you're standing there, as you said, you raise your arms just before everything starts, what's that feeling like?
It's stressful, but once you put them down, it's a relief, because like if the band does amazingly, which they always do, but if they do amazing, it's just a relief that you know you did the best that you did. And, you know, once the next person puts them up, it's like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Like, is somebody going to slip in the mud this year? Or, you know, just kind of everything that could go wrong, it flies through your head. And then when it's over, you're just like, oh, that was a lot better than I thought it would turn out.
Yeah, like... like, I conducted the first song last year, like, my first time being drum major. It was, like, I feel if this year is as good as last year, which it already is, it's going to be crazy. Because, like, last year, like, the rush of, like, here we go. Like, we started off the show really big. And, like, it was just, it's a very exhilarating feeling, especially when you end it. It's like, whoa, that just happened.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, thinking back to last year when he had us audition to be drum major, where we just conduct, like, the national anthem, I remember putting my hands up and taking a deep breath thinking, wow, this is where I want to be in 30 years from now. And just the feeling of hearing the band reciprocate how you're conducting and reciprocating what you're putting into conducting, it's a really warm feeling.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with drum majors Sierra Matthews, Stephanie Schrock, and Alexis Clark of the Mid Prairie High School Marching Band about the upcoming season. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.